This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And the look.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans. Welcome back, Fairmont Park race fans. I love that intro. I just can't get enough of that intro. And I tell you what, we had a great weekend in racing. And I'll tell you what, folks, Jono was all around betting every track out there. But there's one track out there, well, actually two, that I do good at. And that is Woodbine. I love that Canadian track there. And I love my Philadelphia track, the Parks, besides Fairmont Park. Those are the two tracks I do good at. And you know what? I brought it up to a friend of mine. I said, you know, I do good at the Parks. I do good at Philadelphia. And he says, oh, Philadelphia. Dude, no one cares when you're cashing that ticket, where you're cashing that ticket from. I think he thinks that, you know, you could go to Churchill or Keeneland or these big tracks like Santa. It's the same thing when you cash that ticket. That window person's not going to look at you and go, oh, you're cashing a ticket from Keeneland, aren't you? Who cares? Who cares? I found the track that meets my numbers, the numbers that I play, and it's Woodbine and it's the Parks. I do really good there. I don't know what it is, but I do good at these tracks. And Woodbine, I got to give a little shout-out here, my friends. And I'll give a big shout-out to a guy that's been on the show, a big jockey, and that's Rafael Hernandez. He is killing it out there. I mean, this guy is killing it. You can make some money off Rafael. Just look for Rafael. It could be on a horse that it's like 6-1. He's going to bring it home. This is the type of jockey Rafael is. Rafael Hernandez up at Woodbine is dangerous. I'm telling you right now. I like Rafi. And I tried my luck. All right, I'm Armenian. And I'm just strolling through here like with the channels and everything on my wagering. You know, I could check out every racetrack around. And I see this one running at Golden Gate. The jockey's got his red, blue, and orange, the Armenian flag on him. And I'm like, wow, he's Armenian. He's an Armenian owner. And then the name of the horse is called Yerevan Song, which is the Armenian capital. Well, that's stupid of me. I fell in love with that thing right off the get-go. He's 30-1. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna play this. And I put 20 across on him. I think the damn thing still hasn't finished the race. That's how bad this horse was. Yerevan Song, unbelievable. But yeah, that's another thing too. Don't get caught up in your heart, all right? Don't fall for these horses. They are what they are on paper. If they're going to finish 20 or 30 lengths behind, I'm not going to sell you a Seabiscuit story or anything like that, because that 9 times out of 10, they're going to run like a 30-1 horse, all right? Don't get caught up in the odds on the board. When you see something 99-1, there's a reason they're 99-1. They're horrible, and this horse was horrible. So you know what? I played them, and I got $60 in the hole from that. Won't do it again. Hey, folks, we got our representative, Jay Hoffman. He put out a nice little video about Fairmont Park and how desperate of times it is for us, and how He's supporting Fairmount Park. He didn't have to do that, okay? He did that out of love of Fairmount Park and love of horse racing. And you can go to his site at facebook.com/RepJHoffman and see this video. I'm telling you, that's beautiful. And now with that whole sports book popping up, how great would it be? How great would it be to have a whole room dedicated to baseball, basketball, football, hockey, and then you got the horse racing. You can bet on all that. I mean, that's beautiful. That's what people are looking for. It helps everybody out, I tell you. That's what we need. And, hey, folks in Illinois, get your head out of your asses, okay? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of you guys up in the Springfield just shooting horse racing down. We need this thing to go, all right? You look at West Virginia. You look at all these other states that have embraced casino betting, all right? We need that. We need that here too, okay? This Fairmount Park is it's our life. It's our life. We enjoy it, and I love horse racing in general. I just told you I'm up in Canada betting Woodbine. I'm at Philadelphia betting that one. You know, it's a fun thing to do, and why not support it? Why not help these guys out here? And we've got a representative, Jay Hoffman, who's doing that. Check out his video at facebook.com/rep Jay Hoffman, okay? All right. Well, let's get to Saturday's racing here, May 12th at Fairmount Park. And I started off with a long shot play today here, and I went with a 330-yard sprint race here to make my long shot play today, and that was the TF Just So Special. Went off in the morning line at 8-1. Let's see what we got here. Well, it was the 5-horse that came up and beat him. The MC Bet the Beach, and that was Victor Bailon, and that went off at near 7-1, near 7-1, held it from beginning to end there, from gate to wire. And then my horse is 7, TF Jessel Special, and that was Molina Horse, went off at 3.5-1. How about that? Maybe I had some influence on you guys out there, huh? And by the way, let's back this thing up too. I really do appreciate all the love I got this week. You guys were downloading my show left and right, leaving some kick-ass messages for me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Really does. That means, you know, you guys are out there enjoying my show, and I enjoy you guys listening to my show, and I hope to do this all the time. So thanks again for that. The 7 horse, again, that was my horse, and that finished 3.5-1. Got second. Not bad. Not bad for my play of the day here, a long shot of play at 8-1 morning line. And the 3 horse, A Chick's Fury. And Chick's Fury, that was by Arietta. And that went off. I think that was the crowd. Nope, that wasn't the crowd favorite. The crowd favorite was Big Bad Ivory, and Big Bad Ivory finished second to dead last there. So let's see the price tag on this one. The $2 exacta, 5-7, $81. Boom! That's some serious dough right there. $81 for 5-7. The $1 trifecta, 5-7-3. Near $100, $99.30. That 10-cent superfecta, 5-7-3-4, $46.52. That's how you start this thing off. That was a beautiful, beautiful payout there, folks. That's what we're looking for. The hell with these $2.40. That you don't make any money off of that. This is a good pay here. Anyway, that's what we got. Race number two. We've got what is that? We got a 1 mile claiming $3,200. And the winner of this one was Classical Sky. And that was Giles. And Classical Sky, that was a Giles Mosier. And let's see the charts here. Third, first. And you know what? It held down here by 5.25. It opened up late here. So we got a 5-6-1. Draymore took second. And the one, Let's Skip Fiji, and that one went off at, 4.5-1 there. The winner, Classical Sky, the odds of 1370 here, near $14, 14-1 here, my friends. and Six Horse, Dre Moore. And that was Molina. That was the crowd favorite. And that went off at 1-1. And the one horse here, let's skip Fiji at 4.5. Let's see what I had. I had Dre Moore on top. Imagine that. I got beat by my big long shot there. Then I had the one. I had Let's Skip Fiji here. And that went off morning line 5-2, 4.5-1. And the two, I had Away She Glows. Away She Glows is still somewhere, and she's not glowing. She finished second to dead last here. Odds of 3.5-1. All right. So let's see the payoffs on this one. And the payoffs on this one were the $2 exacta 5-6, $132. Boom! $1 trifecta 5-6-1, $100.40. The $1 trifecta 5-6-4. What the hell's that all about? I guess they ran a dead heat, maybe? Yeah, it had to be. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we had, a dead heat here. So we had a 5-6-1 paid. That's not bad at all here, folks. They split the pot up, and it's still over $100 here, or $100. 5-6-1 paid $100, and 5-6-4 paid $113. How about that? That's beautiful. The $1 daily rubble, daily double, 5-5, $93.80. Love it. Love it. The 10-cent superfecta, 5-6-1-4, $55. Let's say $55. $54.98. The hell with those 2 cents. I'm saying $55. 10-cent superfecta, 5-6-4-1, $59.97. We're going to make that $60. That's what we got here. $60 on that one. So that's what we got on that racing right there. Let's move on to race number three. Race number three was a 5.5 furlong claiming $5,000. And I had in this one the 6-2-1. Let's see what we got here. And I'm not in this one. Was there a scratch here? Please tell me my horse was scratched. For the love of God. I don't even see a six. Oh, yeah, there he is. There he is. He finished fourth. All right, here we go. We had Montezuma. Montezuma on top here. And the Montezuma did not look back here. He was letting out water as he's traveling, and he really made it hell on the rest of the field here. Montezuma wins this by Molina. And Montezuma was, that's a Cox horse. Yeah, those two work well together, Molina and Cox. How about that? Montezuma. And it went off at nearly 3-1. Not a bad payoff there. The three-horse Meadow Lees Affleet. And that was Arietta, Meadow Lees Affleet. And that was Bush and Lynch there. Bush and Lynch. And they're not Bush and Lynch on. I guess they switched up or something because they got Arietta. Arietta was on this horse. Well, maybe I just put the damn thing in wrong. But, yeah, I don't think I did. I think there was a mix-up there, and they switched riders or whatever. Anyway, that was Arietta. That went off at 17-1, and Arietta's known to bring in some long shots here. 17-1 for second place. This is going to pay good here. With the one horse, she's too young for you, bro. She's too young for you, and that's Giles Martinez, and that one went off at 3.5-1. The favorite here, Wildcat Light, fourth place. You disappointed us there, fella. You did. The masses are not too happy with you right now, and I'm going to take note of that. You are in my charts here. You're in the corner. All right, so let's see the payoffs on this one. Payoffs are the $2 exacta, $2 exacta, 2-3, $106.20. The $1 try, 2-3-1, $128.20. The 10-cent super, 2-3-1-6, $28.64. The $1 daily double, 5-2, $133, 60 cents, and the 50-cent pick three, 5-5-2. This is a payoff here, $224 on a pick three. You can't go wrong with that, my friends. Fairmont Park is just throwing money at you. Time to catch it, huh? All right. Race number four. It's a 5.5 furlong allowance, optional, claiming $10,000. And this one here is, I had Mucho Macho Dan on top. That horse finished third in this one. That was Molina. That was Molina Cox. I should have had Molina Cox in that other one. And I had the 6 horse coming in second, Wildwood Dancer. That's a Victor Santiago Becker combination there. Those two are very deadly, and Wildwood Dancer ends up winning this one at the odds of 1.5 to 1. So that's not bad. The 2-horse Shanghai Red, Diego Martinez there. Rafi comes through with flying colors, and that gets second place at 5.5 to 1. And the 4-horse that I had, Mucho Macho Dan. I love that name, Mucho Macho Dan. That's while you're with your friends drinking beer, they ask you, who do you like in this race? And you just look at them real confidently and go, Mucho Macho Dan, and spit some beer at them. I'm kidding. I'm scared. You don't have to spit any beer on. But I like that 4-horse, and he finished third. So 9-5 there. And that went off at 1-1, actually. So that's what we got there. Let's look at the payoffs on this thing. We got a 6-2 exacta, $19. The $1 trifecta, 6-2-4, $14. The $1 daily double, 2-6, $15.10. The 50-cent pick 3, 5-2-6, 113 smackaroons. How about that? Another good payoff, $113 on a 50-center. I'm all in. 10-cent super, 6-2-4-1. $3.18. I don't want that. You keep that. All right, so that's what we got for race number 4. Race number 5. Race number 5. We've got a 5.5 furlong claiming $3,200. And I went with the guy that just, this is his first start. This first start here. And that's Teddy Randazzo. Not to disappoint here, my friends. I'll tell you what, I got to get my guy here to start playing that music again every time his horse wins. I love Teddy's horses. Carol's Case, Molina Randazzo, that's Teddy. 5-2 morning line, went off at 2.5-1, so that's about perfect. The 3-horse is what I had, Infinitive, and that was the Diego horse. And Diego Watkins, not to be, it was pink for me. And that was Uriel Lopez, and O'Halloran. How about that? And I got the next, when I give you guys the races for this coming matinee, you're going to hear about O'Halloran's horse here because I'm really excited about that one. But I had an 8-3-9. It ended up being 8-9-3, and I think that's still a good payoff here because we had a 2.5-1, near 5-1, and near 6-1 here. So how about that? All right, that's what we got. Let's see what happens here. $2 exacta, 8-9, $22 even. $1 try, 8-9-3, $45. 10-cent super, 8-9-3-7, $23.46. The $1 daily double, $6-8, $9. And the 50-cent pick 3, 2-6-8, $41.50. And on these type of plays, folks, when I have more than like 6 horses or 7 horses, I like to box 3 horses in my exacta and 4 horses in my trifecta. So if you guys buy my green sheet out there, you should see that and you would have hit it there. So how about that? All right, we got that. Race number 6. Race number 6. Let's scroll up here. Is a 5.5 furlong allowance optional claiming 10,000. 10,000 big ones here, my friends. And we're going to go with the on top here, the Kipper Doodle. Kipper Doodle, the 4-horse. And Kipper Doodle is a Lopez Essen Price. And these two, again, Essen Price likes to spread it, all his charm with all these good jockeys. And I think he's going to have a pretty good meet, my friend. So Lopez and Essen Price come through here with the 4, Kipper Doodle. And the odds on this one was 2-1. Oh, yeah, 2-1. And I had the 2-horse coming in second, which it came in second. Are You For Real? And that was Diego Randazzo, Frankie Randazzo. And that one went off at 5-1. And the 1-horse Foxy's Beauty, and that was Molina Teddy Randazzo. And I had this one picked 1, 2, 3, 4. I had this one picked 5th, all right? And it got up for 3rd place, and that went off at nearly 5-1. So let's see what we got here. Let's see the payoffs. Payoffs, $2 exacta 4-2, $26.60. The $1 try, 4-2-1, $30.20. The 10-cent super, 4-2-1, $5.32. The $1 daily double, 8-4, $13.60. The 50-cent pick 3, 6-8-4, $15.80. That's what we have. Going on to the last race here, the finale of the night, and I couldn't end this race card any sooner here because I was not doing that good, and I bounced right back here with my horse here on top. I got Dance Even, Victor Santiago, Red Hour, and morning line was 7-2, went off at 2-1. The one horse did bring this one home, Dance Again or Dance Even. The four-horse Grand Slam Surprise, and that was second-place horse, the four-horse, and that was Giles and Martinez. I'm starting to see something here. I'm starting to see a little formula here, Giles and Martinez. All right, so that horse got second, and where did I have? I had him picked 4th. And the two-horse here, Electric Cat. Got 3rd place, and that was Victor Bailon and Durham, and I had him pick 3rd as well. But you know what? I didn't have I had the 6-horse Arc Flash, Lopez Hammond. Those two, I'm telling you, when you don't play them, they win. When you play them, I can't figure those two out. Lopez and Hammond together like that. Yeah, I had Arc Flash. What the hell is he? Oh, he's dead last. He's dead last at 8-1. Okay, all right, thanks. But it was a rough day, but this is what you call, what's that one word that I'm thinking of here, Brian, that you forget and you move on, and what is that called, where you hit your head and you got amnesia? Amnesia, that's the word I'm looking for. In horse racing, you have to have a little amnesia, my friends, and you forget about the bad days, you move on. Because here, I'll tell you, it works both ways. No one cares about when you win. They shouldn't care about if you lose too, huh? That's how it works, because you keep moving. In horse racing, you're like a field goal kicker. You miss one, you know you're going to come back and put one in. And as for baseball players, if they're batting 300, that's 3 out of 10. That may not be suitable, but that's 30% in horse racing, which is not bad. All right, so I had a lousy day. Not a lousy day. I had 3 winners, but again, I like to give you guys more. Let's move on. Let's move on to race number 1. And this is May 15th during the day here. It'll be on for you all you folks out there that listen to the show and that aren't acquainted with Fairmont Park. Well, you'll see it on TVG, Tuesday Matinee Racing. They kind of headlined the day there, Fairmont Park Racing. So you guys could still make some bets watching Fairmont Park over your TVG account there. So first race here is a 6-furlong maiden claiming 4,000. And I got to tell you, on this one here, I wrote down tread lightly. Tread lightly, because you know what? It's an even bunch group here. And don't go crazy and don't get discouraged if you lose this one. It's a tough field. They're all village idiots here, just like F Troop. You remember that show? I love that show, by the way. You remember that show, Brian? Yeah, it was, whatever. You guys should know. If you don't, check it out. It's on reruns there. It was called F Troop. But I got the four horse here as my long shot play today, because this one stood out here. Yeah, I'm telling you, there's not much that stands out here. So I went with Serena's Halo, and that's a Bailon horse, Burtis. And going off at 8-1, it looked good on it just looks like it could be there. It could formulate something. I like it midway. The numbers look right on it. I'm gonna jump on this one. I'm gonna jump on it 8-1 with everything half-assed, you might say. I'm gonna jump on this four horse on top, followed by the two horse. Name it after me, and that's Melina Manley 7-2. Blinkers come off now. Now this is a crafty trainer. He knows what he's doing. Blinkers come off, a new look at a barn. I got this horse very dangerous here. If you guys want to reverse thing this around a little bit and put the two on top, go that route. It's a little bit safer. I'm taking the long ball here, Serena's Halo. But I tell you what, if you want to solidify this a little bit, I think the two looks a little bit more galvanized of a play here. We got the 4-2-3. That's Queen's Little Red. And that's that jockey's new to the circuit here, ULLOA. So that's Aloye Wilborn. Al Wilborn is a trainer, of course. So that's Ule Wilborn. And I'm probably saying that name wrong, but what the hell? I the first time I heard your name, pal. Sorry. I don't need any messages from you. I'm still getting over the whole Kentucky Derby, people. But anyway, again, thanks for all the good messages I had, too. You guys were great. And the downloads, wow, they skyrocketed all the way to Australia. Can you guys believe that? They're listening to Fairmont Park Show all the way to Australia. Huh, how about that? So we got a 4-2-3 on this one, my friends. Race number two, let me pull this up here. Race number two, we've got a claiming 3,200, 6 furlong. And I took a long ball on this one, too. How about that? I took Sergeant Green, and that's Diego Bentler, and that is the 5-horse. Let me pull the 5-horse up here. Let's see what I see in this 5-horse. Sergeant Green, last two, finished out the season. Last two at Fairmont Park, a second by a neck and lost by 1 1/4. And 3/4, that is. And the works have been, his last work was a solid work, rode handily. I'm looking at this one. Hey, you know what? We got something live here. They dropped it down to a tag for 3,200 and seemed to do well at the spot. It ran a nice power number here, buyer number 72. I look for this horse to have an input. I got this one, 8-1. I put it on top here. I'm going with Sergeant Green, followed by Edging. And Edging is a 7-horse. And that is the 9-5 favorite, Edging. And that's Victor Santiago and Ralph Martinez. This horse could definitely make a statement here because the last race it went off at, it went off at 1.5-1, but it didn't get off that good at the start. It just did not take off. That hindered this horse, but it kept fighting on. Got third by 2 lengths. Dropped it down. They had it dropped down to 3,200. Lowest drop it's been. I'm telling you right now, Ralph will have this horse readied up again, and he's got Santiago. There's a good duo here. I like this horse here too. He could go on top, but you know what, the way I do things, I like to exact the box everything anyway. So if you go 7, go with the 5, throw the 5 with it, and if you go with the 5, throw that 7 in there, because this horse definitely looks respectable. And then I went with the 4. The 4 horse is Seba's Dancer. That's it, Seba's Dancer. Let me bring it down here. Seba's Dancer. Seba's Dancer is an interesting play because this horse has been already really busy. He's already had, this gelding's already had 4 starts in 2018, 3 up in Chi-Town, and the last one here at Fairmont Park. I would have liked to seen him run a little bit better running in this last Fairmont Park, but again, that was a starter allowance optional. Or a starter optional claiming race there at 5,000. That was a tough race. Now, that's not a given at all here, folks. So now they bring this horse down for 3,200. So this horse can sneak up in there. And if you're playing, you don't want to play the romantic side of long ball or anything like that. Look for the 7-4 here or 4-7. I mean, I'm just throwing this at you, too, because this horse is dropping down to attack to where it could do real good damage here. And it just ran against, Again, starter optional claimers at 5,000. I'm looking at this horse to have a little input in this race here. So we have a 5.74, but again, you can manipulate this around a little bit, make it a 4.7, make it a 7.5, all sorts of good stuff. But the 5.74 look like the horses that are going to be in the mix here. Race number three, we've got a 6 furlong maiden special weight, and this one is a $18,000 purse here, my friends. $18,000, and I went with the top horse here, a little bit tipsy, and that's the 6 horse. Let me pull the 6 horse up here. 6 horse, and the last race was really a standout here, maiden special weight, $20,000, Fairmont Park, and. State bred. I got to tell you guys this, all right? I'm not really sold on maiden special weight state bred Illinois horses. No offense to you guys out there that have Illinois bred horses, but you're not like a New York horse, or you're not a Florida horse, or you're not a California horse, you're not an Arkansas horse, okay? You're Illinois, and I think the breeding's been a little bit down here in the Illinois side, so. You know what? When you got that big S in front of the MSW, it's not a real maiden special weight open. All right, but I'll give you the credit on this one. This is the S and Price horse here. Molina's on the horse. Finished second. I'm buying into it. I like the 6 horse here on top, followed by the 3. The 3 horse. And when I scroll up, and that's called Lion Love. And Lion Love here. This is what's important about this one. The last 2 races here, last year in December, it ran maiden special weight 20,000, and that was against open, all right? That was against open maiden special weight. That's important because now he's taking on a horse from wherever the hell they're bringing it in from to win this race, but it finished 3rd by 2 lengths, all right? In 2018, it ran 1 race, and that was April 25. Up at Hawthorne, and finished 5th by 11. All right, I feel that it needed to loosen up in that race. I look for Lion's Love to come back here and really have a nice outing. I like this horse coming in 2nd in the money. And that's Arietta and Don Martin. Don Martin, I'll tell you what, with maiden special weights, and she's really good with her horses. I like Dawn Martin a lot as a trainer. I think that she's really on the ball, and she'll have this horse readied up. So I got a 6-3, and my third place spot here, Bit Money, and that's Lopez and Doris, and that's the 1 horse. Let me pull him up. Yeah, there he is. Again, here's that big S, that big S in front of the MSW on the 20,000 at Fairmont Park, finished 4th. He was behind a little bit tipsy, and made a special weight, 30,000 up at Hawthorne. Okay, it's got the S's in front of it, and the horse should have done a little bit better last time out. This time, it had a great workout. On April 20th, had a bullet work, a 1 out of 11, but then it ran May 1st. It didn't have too much in the tank because he didn't show a lead at all. So 4th by 15th, I think I'm going to back off this one a little bit. All the clues were there, all the signs were there that he's going to have a good run. This filly had things going here, but couldn't get the job done here. So I got this horse being 3rd. And so I got a 6-3-1. Fourth race is my race of the day. Race of the day, and I don't mean race of the day meaning the field. I like this one particular horse here. He's going to be my favorite horse of the day here. And this is a, fourth race, claiming 3,200, 6 furlongs. And I got the 4 horse, my friends. The 4 horse is Uriel Lopez. It's a 7-year-old mare, Lake Snow, 7-5 morning line. And this horse, I think, is just perfectly put in here. The trainer's got this horse at the right spot. Ran a good, solid race last time out at the low end. They knew where to put this horse. We'll be live here. We'll be live here because the horse found a weaker group here. And I'm telling you right now, this is a weak group. Lake Snow should put this field away by 3-4 lengths. That's what I'm saying here, my friends. I like this four horse on top, Lake Snow, and the connections here with Lopez and O'Halloran. They're going to make things happen on this one. I like it. That's my play today. The four horse in the fourth race. How about that? Old Yella. All right. So I'm following that up with number three. Number three is Royal Renaissance, the 6-1. And you know what? I should have seen a little bit more on the last outing in September. It got weak. It was tired. The works don't seem that bad, but it's still, you know what? He's a 30, or she's a mare 10 years old. 10-year-old mare. I don't know how long they're going to run this thing. But anyway, I don't know. 48 starts at Fairmount Park with two wins. It's not too comforting, okay? But 13 places and 9 in the show pool. I'm looking at this horse being in the money. That's what I got. I got the 4 on top, followed by the 3. And then let's take the 5. Shaker Maker. The 5 horse. I love that name. Shaker Maker. And that is Ralph Martinez horse, and that's Victor Santiago Shaker Maker. And should have done some more shaking on that last race because it sure did not make anything for anyone here. Went off at 4-1 with no answer at Fairmount Park. That was a 3,200 race and claiming 3,200, no answer. But I think the way Ralphie bounces these horses back, it may have needed one here. So I'm looking at Ralphie to have this one ready. And he's got Santiago. I think this horse can move up to the second place spot at best here. But I'm still rolling with my four horse, Lake Snow on top. So that's what I have. I have a 4-3-5 in this race. That's what I got. All right. All right. Let's move on here. Let's move on to race number 5. And race number 5 is a 6-furlong claiming 4,000. And the one horse is very, very intriguing here, my friends. A nice little closer here at 5-2 named Molagar. M-O-L-A-G-E-R. Meliger. Whatever. Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's an Essen Price horse. Santiago's on this horse. And you know, last time out, it went off at 9, nearly 10-1 here, and it had some input. It had some input. It got third place by 9, and and that's not even the right number. The power numbers on this horse went down in this race. If this horse runs his race of 61 or better, I think it's an easy win here. The last race, I'm going to throw that one out. That was a new race, a 6-furlong. This horse likes to go long, likes to go short, but I think this horse will be live here in the spot and just got loosened up in that last race, took third, but now it comes back here and wins this one, and that's Molliger. Victor Santiago is on this horse, and that's Essen Price Camp, followed by the two-horse Ruby Les Song, and that's Molina Essen Price again. Essen Price is busy. He's got it going here, babe. And that is, let's look at the two horse here, Ruby Lee's Song. You know, this horse likes to go to the front. It's hard for this horse to, I mean, it just doesn't make too many advances as down the stretch here. It's going to hang on. It's going to do everything it can to make life difficult. But I'm telling you right now, I don't think the trainer's going to have these two fighting each other out and wearing each other out either. So in this sense here, I think Ruby Lee's will get out, get set it up here, go a little bit, and when she wears down, she's not. If she sees her roommate come along here, Molagar, forget about it. I think she's going to wrap it up and just coast rest of the way because I don't think it's going to wear down the one horse here. I'm not looking for a speed duel between the one and the two. That just doesn't make sense here. So I'm looking at these two here to go after each other a little bit, but when the smoke clears, Molagar pulls away here. So I got the 1-2-8. Let's see the 8 horse here. The 8 horse is Summy Baby. Summy Baby, and I can't wait for summer, by the way. And where is that 8 horse? Where you at here, babe? Summy baby. And that's a 2-to-1 horse here, my friends. And here's the thing on this one. Now, 2-to-1, ran second, run a third before then on a condition, claiming 5,000 condition. The claiming 4,000 ran a 3-lifer. And really couldn't get things going here, but did finish second. It did beat Malagar here. But I just think the spot that you're in the 8 hole there. I think there's going to be a lot of traffic for you to. He's got to come in 5-6 wide here. I don't see the 8 winning this race. I think a better pulse would have helped him out here. But I got the 1 on top. I got the 2 coming second. And I got the 8, Summy Baby. It could easily be 1-8-2. By the way, that's another thing to play too. If you're going to box him, look that route as well. So 1-2-8 or 1-8-2 is what we have in the fifth race here. Sixth race, we have a allowance race here, and that's a 5.5 furlong. And I went with the 3-horse on top, Maya's Moonbeam, and where are you, Maya's Moonbeam? There you are. Moonbeam, 4-to-1, and that's Javier Dago, and that's Robert Pompel. And here's where I defy what I've been saying this whole time. You got a state bred here claiming 10,000, 3-life. It wins the race, but I'm not really sold on this horse. I got this horse on top. I may just change this up too. Well, let's see what the hell happens. I got the 4 to come in second here. Let's look at the 4 horse. That's Peacock Man. See, now this is much more appealing. Let's change things around here, okay? I'm a man to change things around. I'm gonna go with the 4 on top here. I know on paper I got the 3, but look for the 4 to beat this one. And the Peacock Man, and that's Julio. Did I say that right? Julio. That's Ulloa. I got to get this guy's name down. I'm going to hack it the entire meet if I don't do something about this. Brian, this is all your fault. And that's Hammond Trainer, 3-to-1 morning line. And you know what? This horse has been running allowance optional claimers, and now they've dropped it in this level. Well, not really dropped it. It's at 18,600, but this horse will be live here, my friends. Ran at 83. Speed buyer here last time out in August. Has been off for a while, though. That's what gets to me. You still got a hot horse here. Why put him away? Why put him away? The horse finished second by 1 length. I just don't know. And then Lopez gets off this horse, which is a little interesting here. He gets off this horse to ride This Duck Can Fly, and that's the 6th horse, which to me tells me Hammond always gives Lopez the better mounts, okay? So I'm looking at this. I'm like, yeah, I see that too. I mean, the 4 and the 6, they're both damn good horses here. So I got a 3-4-6, but you know what? Let's take the 3 out of the picture here. Let's go with the 6-4-4-6. I'm not buying into – you know what? It defies everything that I've been saying. I'm not buying into that 10,000 state bred race. It was a claiming race, not even powerful enough like these horses have been running. So we're going to go with the 4-6-6-4 followed by the 3, all right? That's what I got. All right, what the hell? Let's move on to race number 7. Race number 7, our finale of the night. And this is a 6 furlong, claiming 3,200. You guys remember Howard Cosell? Every time I put these my headset on, I try to do a Howard Cosell. I don't know why. But, yeah, 7th race, 6 furlong, claiming 3,200. I went with the 5-horse here. 5-horse, where you at? Where you at here, babe? The 5-horse, Smart Alex Posse. And Smart Alex Posse, I love how this horse closes. Santiago is an expert, one of the best here with closing, and he found the right horse for this one. Smart Alex's Posse likes to stay 3-4 back, and boom, likes to get this thing going down the stretch and fourth by two, five by second by a neck. I'm telling you right now, this horse is going to be flying. Santiago is used to this horse. He knows what this horse is all about. The numbers look excellent. 77 at 80, 81 at 8. These are strong, powerful numbers here, my friend. I got Smart Alex Posse on top. Followed by No Biz like Subiz. And that is the 9 horse. I just don't like it being that far out. Outside the post, I'm just not a happy camper with the outside post this early in the meet. No Biz like Sue Biz is 2-1, and you know what? I think it's gonna battle. It tried its luck at a 30,700 on the allowance side at Hawthorne on state bred, and really got worked over. They brought the horse back down to claiming 3,200. It should have seen a little bit better than that. It went off at two to one there, and it just didn't get the job done. The bettors had it right here because he was a 2-1 horse. I would have put this one at maybe 6-5, but it didn't get played like that. They didn't buy into it, and they shouldn't because the horse finished second by two there. So yeah, I see this one from the outside, makes a nice little move, but it's not going to be enough here to bring down the pack. So I got this horse coming in second, and the third place spot goes to Beefy, and that is the 8 horse, Beefy. Forget that last race. We're going to throw that last race out at Indy. I'll tell you, that last turn around the Indy, it's a tough place to race at. And it was in a starter race, so we're gonna throw that. This horse could be live here, and it could be really, excuse me, it could really have some input in this one. 19 starts at Fairmont Park, 13 of it in the money here, and Kenneth Rosendahl, he's no slouch here too. He runs here a lot, and he knows this track really well. I think Victor Bailon will have this thing coming, flying at the end here. I look for this horse to be, it could come second. It could come in second. But I'm going to go with my top choice here, Smart Alex's Posse. So my best plays of the day here, I'm going to go with my best daily double, and that's race 3. I'm going to take the 6 with the 4. All right. Let's see what that one was. 6 with the 4. That's a little bit tipsy. That's Molina S. and Price. I'm going to jump on that one, followed by the 4 horse, Lake Snow. I got a nice pick 3 here. Race number 4, I'm going to go with the I'm going to single the 4 with the 1-2-8 with the 3-4. That's a $6 wager here on a pick 3, $1. My daily double I just gave to you. My best bet of the day, I'm going to go with Lake Snow 7-5. Exacta box play of the day, I'm going with the 7th race, and that's the 5-9. I like the 5-9. I just don't think these two are gonna give in. I like the 9 to come in late because he's got to work his way up there. But I like the 9 here, and that's a Molina Manley, by the way. And those two are, you're gonna have a nice showdown here. The 5 Santiago Hammond. You got 9 No Biz like Sue Biz with Molina Manley. I think these two will battle, and that's a nice exacta box. My best long shot play. I'm going to take the first race here. I'm going to take Serena's Halo. But again, I marked down on this one. There's a little bit of hesitation on don't go crazy on this. That's all I'm saying. All right, the first race, if you're going to miss it, you're going to miss it. But bet lightly on this one. Tread lightly. There's a lot of good races to come. And I know if you're a degenerate gambler like me, you like to play it. If that's the deal, you got some racing going off at parks or something, huh? Yeah, that's where I make my money. Anyway, folks, that's what we have for Fairmont Park Racing. Enjoy. I know you guys are going out there and you're having a good time and you're loving the show. I'm getting all the messages from you guys, and that's what it's all about. So I appreciate it. And once again, I got to give a little shout out to our lineup media and listen to YoRadio.com between races. Now, that's a great race. The race number 1, to download YoRadio.com on your app, in the app store here on iTunes, and get YoRadio.com on your phone there. You got all the types of different musics out there that people appreciate. You guys will appreciate it. I know we got different types throughout. We got rock. We got country. It's endless. It's endless. It's like the Don Kirshner's rock concert. You guys remember that one? Don Kirshner? Late night on Channel 11. Anyway, that's what we have, and you guys will definitely like it. That's Yo Radio, YORadio.com. All right? Thanks a lot, my friends. Keep cashing those tickets and keep sending me those messages. I like the messages now. I didn't like them after first week when you guys ripped on me about Kentucky Derby, but now I got some love back, and I appreciate it. And I hope you guys enjoy Fairmont Park and all the racing throughout the nation and keep cashing those winning tickets. Jono is out of here.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.